Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Thank you, Johnny. Did he just come up with that? I'm pretty sure. Parshas Tetzaveh is the answer to a riddle. I don't know if you're into like the riddles of youth, but always this is like the parasha that's marked from Moshe Rabbeinu's birth until the end of the Torah. The only parasha that, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned is Parshas Tetzaveh. It's very, very obvious that there's a deep connection that Moshe Rabbeinu tonight and tomorrow, we're standing now on Moshe Rabbeinu's yahrzeit, and always Tetzaveh and Moshe Rabbeinu's yahrzeit coincide always, and it's obvious, like there's obvious connection of Moshe Rabbeinu, the pira of Moshe, Moshe's departure, and the parasha that his name is not mentioned. And this oddity that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not mentioned in Tetzaveh, the only parasha from the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu until the end of the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not in the parasha once, is Parashas Tetzaveh. There are many remazim to Moshe Rabbeinu. The very name of the parasha is Ata Tetzaveh. Who's Ata? You is Moshe. So the parasha's, the name, the essence of the parasha is Moshe. Va'ata Tetzaveh, and yet he's omitted from the parasha, and it always coincides with Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira. Yitz knows I like the Gedolim book and Tzaddikim books a lot, and my favorite part of all Tzaddikim books is the day of their death. It sounds morose or sad, like you wait, but Tishrak Mi'omach, there's something about the time of Petira. That day, that's very clarifying. There's something very powerful. Tzaddikim, the day of their Petir, it's very, very clarifying. My father, Irani Kaparis Mishkava, he spent the last few years of his life, the sugi was pounding with Shalom Bayis. That's what he was speaking about. He was calling, asking Chasen and Kalas to meet with him. This like new twist to his life. And asking, please come to me. And he would give this chasen shmuz. He would tell us about, I asked Chasan, and please tell it over to me. It was like a new zach the last couple of years. A rav at Shiva told us that all the rabbanim in five towns had made some decision to be busy with Shalom Bayis. I didn't hear my father say that once. Could be he was still about it. I'm not so convinced that's the shayrish, why he was doing it. It could be. Could be there was such a pact, and it could be, I believe this person told us by Shiva. I can't answer for sure, Ravelli. I don't know if, I was talking to the other siblings, we're not sure like what it was a response to, and again, it could be the pact. I have reasons not to think that's not specifically what it was, though he was certainly machshiv, the other Rabbanim and their, and what they wanted to do. I have suspicions that's not what it was. But he was very busy. The Shalom Bayis was a big thing. And the last thing he taught us was he asked for his wife, my mother, to be with him. And I've seen this by tzaddikim, by big people. The Yom Achron is very instructive. Just, it's a very, Batesrat the Yom Achron, there's a tremendous clarity. The teaching of that day is just very big. So on Moshe Rabbeinu, a parsha that's so clearly tied to Moshe Rabbeinu's leaving, it's the parsha that always coincides. And this year, Mamish Erev Shabbos is Zion right now. It's Zion Adar, the leaving of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the parsha we read about is Tetzaveh, that doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name. And Moshe's Petira, in a certain way, is it fair to say, I don't know if I have the right to say it's Moshe Rabbeinu's parting message. I don't know if I have a right to say that. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks on the last day of his life, so he does give a speech on the last day of his life. So I don't know if I have a right to say it's his parting message, but it certainly is very tied and linked to Moshe Rabbeinu's Patira. On the week of his Patira, is the parashah is not mentioned. And the reason all of us know he's not mentioned is that in the next week's parashah, in Perikl, in Lev, it's always easy to memorize it. It's the heart of the heart. Lev. Perik Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Mamish, deep, the heart of the heart. Moshe Rabbeinu is a melech, whose levava is levav ha'am. It says the melech is the heart of the people. So in Lev, the deepest Lev, is where Lamed Beis, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, forgive the Yidden for the Chedah Egel, if not erase me from the Torah. One of the most amazing psukim in Kol HaTorah Kulo. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem, I'm the most sinning Yid in Klal Yisrael, Yidden did the Egel. He says, forgive Klal Yisrael for the Egel, if not, take me out of your Torah, Mecheni Nam Sefrecha. Moshe Rabbeinu's profound connection to Am Yisrael, which ran so deep, if you don't forgive the biggest sinner of our people, then erase me from the Torah, he says to Hashem. We all can understand, I'm sure there's deep in Yanim, the Rebbe has very, very deep Torah that I'm in the middle of studying on this Zug of Moshe Rabbeinu. But on any level that you study it, on any level, any Yid understands Moshe's deep and profound connection to Klal Yisrael. It is said, Rashi says in Bamidbar, Perek Chafalef, Pasach Chafalef, Rashi says, Moshe is Yisrael, and Yisrael is Moshe. So Rashi, Moshe Rabbeinu's profound connection to the entirety of our people is such that Moshe says, if you don't forgive the biggest sinners in Am Yisrael, for from maybe the greatest sin of our people, the Egel, then take me out of your Torah. Moshe's deep connection to Kol Echad VeEchad Me Yisrael. And this is Moshe's, if I say parting message, Tetzaveh, the week of Moshe's Patira, when Moshe's name is not mentioned in the parasha, as a kiyum and a lesson and a reminder of that which Moshe said, that if you're not going to forgive the most sinning here, then I want to be taken out of the Torah. The value of Echad, of Kol Echad Me Yisrael, his connection, his relationship, his appreciation, Kol Echad Me Yisrael, is expressed in Parshas Tetzaveh, the week of Moshe Rabbeinu's Patira. That if you don't forgive the biggest sinning Yid, if he's not forgiven, then take me out of the Torah. Such is the deep bond Moshe Rabbeinu has with Am Yisrael. The Torah is called Torah Moshe. It's called in the Navi, Torah Moshe. Moshe says, completely sever my connection to the Torah. There's something that runs deeper than my connection to the Torah. Erase me from the Torah. Moshe and the Torah, he's the giver of Torah. Moshe kibel Torah misin, I know. No Torah's Moshe. Mecheinina, there's something that runs deeper. My connection to Am Yisrael. If you're not Michael, the deepest sinner of a Yid, erase me from the Torah. Such is my connection to Am Yisrael. This is the parting, this is the message on the week of the Patira of Moshe Rabbeinu, Ata Tetzaveh, his name's not mentioned in this parsha. There's something runs deeper, his profound connection to Am Yisrael. I wanted to speak for a few minutes about what it means a Yid. What it means a Yid. This is the week of Zachar, and Amalek attacked Yidden. They're called the lack of Yerushalayim. They attacked Yidden. It means something to be a Yid. Yesh Mashmois, it means something, a Yid. A Yid means something. We have beautiful titles of different types of Yidden, and it's nice. It's so nice. We have different yeshivas. We have Lakewood and Philly and Long Beach and Chavetz Chaim and Chaim Berlin. It's great. It's holy. It's deep. Messiah and Rabbanim. Amazing. Svarad Ashkenaz is great. I shouldn't call it cute. It's a chutzpah. Because it's big. Messiah. It's big. I only call it cute in context. if it causes us to forget that there's something called a Yehudi, a Yid, we have to, if we have titles, we a makir, there's something called a Yid, and it's very geschmack. A Yid will learn here, a Yid will learn there, great. A Yid who's a Sephardi, great. A Yid who's Ashkenazi, great. Who's Chassidish, who's Mizrahi, who's Haredi, who's Chilwa, all different types. But as long as we remember Yehudi, a Yid, a Yid. I said over the story here that Keith Siegel, in captivity, he started chapping on a Yid. I read now more of them. There's much more. Yid, this girl, Ronit, came home. The first thing she said to her mother is, Mom, I found out in Gaza I'm a Yid. From now on, our family's keeping Shabbos. Me'achshav anachnu shomrei Shabbat. She tells her mother. It's the first thing Ronit said to her mother. First thing. Her mother's Meirav. The first thing she said, Mom, I found out in Gaza. I learned I'm a Yid. Our family is now Shomer. It's true. It's Emes. Okay? Keith Siegel sat in Gaza and he started chapping. This man, his daughter sat on him and it seems he's Mastim. He said he never said Shema Yisrael in his life. And in Gaza, he started chapping in captivity. I'm Ich bin a Yid, I'm a Yehudi. He started chapping. He didn't know what to do. You know what to do? I said the story. I keep saying the story. They told him, Hamas, to torture him, made him watch some clip of Israeli soldiers being killed. To torture him, they made him watch it. And somehow on the clip, it's unclear, still nobody's explained it to me, somebody made him a Zionist. I don't know if it was the TV broadcaster, if it came in from a previous show, after they showed him a clip, and he heard somebody say, Baruch Ata Hashem, L'keinu Melech Olam, B'rei Minei Zionist. And Keith Siegel started making him a Zionist the rest of his stay in Gaza. The rest of his time, every drink he had, Baruch Ata Hashem, L'keinu Melech Olam, B'rei Minei Zionist. He made him a Zionist on every morsel of food he put in his mouth. Yesh Mashmaot L'Yehudi Amiyid. Then a Yid, he nailed it. A Yid is thanks Hashem. That's a Yid, he's mighty thanks. He makes the Zionist. We're so sophisticated, we know what brought to me. Keith Siegel's a Zionist, Naira. He made him a Zionist on a cup of water, he made him a Zionist. Baruch Ato Hashem, he was Lahaydas, he thanked Hashem. Thanked Hashem, because Yesh Mashmaot Liyot Yehudi. It means something to be a Yid. We have, by the way, when I talk about Keith Siegel, I'm seeing me and you. He's a Yid, a Yehudi. I'm not talking about selling that guy. It's just a Yid. That's me. That's what a Yid does. In Gaza, he was making him a Zionist on everything. He didn't put something in his mouth without thanking the Rabbeinu Shalom. Thank you, Hashem. Tata, thank you for the drink. B'rei Minei Mizaynus. You're the creator of food. He needed to find. I'm also nishtoimim how much Hashem wants a Yid. Hamas handed Agam Berger a siddur, and Hamas showed him, B'rei Minei Mizaynus, it's just Hashem saying, I'm going to bring the Zionist to you. Hashem wants a Yid, and the Yid wants Hashem, a Yid. And we have to remember what a Yid is, and a Moshe Rabbeinu's Petira. And the week of his Petira, we read out that if the biggest sinner, if you can't find space to forgive him, erase me from the Torah. Such is my connection, is the Chayid. To a Yid, to call Yisrael, is the Chayid. He's a Yid and my connection runs. Yid, Moshe Rabbeinu is Yisrael, and Yisrael's Moshe. And the furthest Yid has not severed his connection to Moshe, and Moshe incorporates and brings him and says to Hashem, erase me from the Torah, if there can't be Michael, such a Yid. Of course, the Rabbeinu Shalom wants Moshe to have this Kesher. I wanted to share with the Chevra something from Rabbeinu Mepshischa that I appreciate a lot. And Rabbeinu Mepshischa said, we all know the Gemara Sanhedrin, that erasing, eradicating Amalek is only when we have a Melech. The mitzvah to eradicate Amalek is totally in having a Melech. And the question is, what Shaychus? If we see an Amalek, you knock him out, eliminate him. Only a Melech when we have a king. Rabbonim said, Givaldig, why only a Melech? Amalek fights the value of a Yid. And Amalek wants us not to value each other. The Kli Yakar says that it says in B'Shalach, Amalek fights us by Rafidim. Rafidim is the Isis of Pirud, And when there's division amongst Yidden, this type of Yid, that type of Yid, that's the what makes it right for Amalek to attack. That's the breeding grounds of Amalek when there's period in Klal Yisrael. Berifidim, the separation, Klal Yisrael, that brings Amalek. The Grun Evan Shlomo says Amalek is the Yisrael of Machloikis. Division, divisiveness in our people, this type of Yid, that. One people, one nation, one people. And when we don't have that, and we have division, and we don't see each other, yeah, straight up. So then, that's the breeding grounds of Amalek, who deny and fight the greatness of a Yid. By Makas Zanav, they fight Bris Milah, it's the ois on our body. That Nachnu Yehudim, with the Am Hashem. The ois Chasim B'Vsareinu, with the people of Hashem. When we defeat Amalek, is La Yehudim, is Oyra B'Simcha V'Sasein, Sasein Zumila, it's the ois on our body with the Am Hashem, with the nation of Hashem. The ois on our body, that's the defeat of Amalek, a Yid is precious. And Amalek is the undervaluing of a Yid. Said Rebun Reb Sheskha, the job of a Melech is to unite Kol Ha'am. A Melech unites Kol Ha'am, brings the whole nation. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu stands up and defends kol echad ve'echad from the ummah. Levava is levavam. The job of a melech is to bring in and unite and uplift every single person in the ummah. It's interesting, when Reb Chaim's son became a rav, he went to Reb Chaim and asked him about rabbanus. He said, "Your main job as rav," he told him, "is that the people that are a little bit ostracized in the community, that's your ikker job. Your main tafkid is," he said, "the people, of course, the people are connected and involved, they should be involved. But the one a little bit pushed out, the nidcha," said, "that's your main tafkid as a rav. It's your main job as a rav. If you have nesiyus and klal yourself, you're a melech, is bringing in kol ha'am. Everybody's involved. Everybody's invited. Everybody's part. That's the job of a melech." Said Rabbanim of Shischa, when there's a melech in Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is united and everybody has a space and everybody belongs, then you can fight a melech. If there's no melech, if we're not bound together, Vayhi b'shur melech b'saseif rashiyam yachad shiftei Yisrael. If we're not united, if there's not a space for everybody, then don't fight a melech. You have no right to touch them. This one's pushed out. This one's negated. This one doesn't count. It's my friends here. I want to talk to you. The MS, going around speaking, is a chiddush. I'm zeich. I have a family. I'm involved in the yeshiva. And I'm zeich to have a shul to be with friends. And I ask Michil, I'm running around since Simchas Torah, and the MS not pushing. Not pashut at all. Part of me is bothered by it. A friend of mine was doing well financially, and he invested in somebody who swindled a lot of his money. So I asked my friend, he was taken mamish, scammed, Ponzi scheme, a lot of money was taken. So I asked him, I was nice about him as best as I can, but not right away, but at a certain point I asked him, "What did you take out of the story?" And he said, "I took out stay in your lane." He felt that the investment, like he went out of his lane. He shouldn't have. Daniel, he felt in business. I don't know the greatest businessman I am. I don't know exactly. Everybody's looking for opportunity. I don't know, Rav Avi, like when you see. I'm sure it's always a shiloh when somebody says it, when not. He said, "Stay in lane." It's a sensitive topic of me because in driving, people make fun. I don't have the best lane integrity in driving. Later, I'm a good driver. I can't drive late at night, let's say on the sawmill. So to me, there's no cars. I think the safest is to do both lanes. I was once with Rai Ras and almost got arrested for it. You remember that? So my lane integrity is not, it's good, I'm safe, and driving when there's a lot of cars, but I can't say, so, and maybe it's a little sensitive topic, but the guy said to me that the lesson is stay in your lane. It's a big lesson in life, he's right. In business, I could hear it. He felt that it was like he went out of his lane. Why was he going there? Interesting. And to stay in lane is something you could, a person could speak to big crowds. Mechatesi there. Why weren't you with your family? Why weren't you in your shul? Mechatesi. It's not pushing. A friend of mine was talking, was like calling me out rightfully. He's a real friend. Hey, you speaking? My Rebbe would have made fun, a lot of fun. My Rebbe would have mocked. Hey, spit on him. He would have made good fun. Rightfully, right? He would have called me out. I missed him so. He would have called me out. And my cheshbin, and I don't know I'm right. I don't know I'm right, but a person could go, it could only go with what a person has to say, do what he feels. My cheshbin, I owe my friends to say, it's a chiddush I've missed. I don't like missing here at all. Man, you're supposed, be where you're supposed to be. You can run the whole world. It's so what? It's asma. Nonsense. I do feel, since Simchas Torah, I feel driven. And if maybe you're just, I'm yecholming, so, but even if it feels like I'm doing something like that, so good, so that's what I could do. What we could do is a shtickel. But in some way to bring out, we're yidden, I had like an awakening, pasha. A yid, what that means, that there's something called a yid. And if we can unite more, and it's good that we have categories, it's not like Svaridim are incredible, and this type of Svarid, Syrian, Bukharian, I found like so many brands, it's beautiful, so nice, and different Messiah, they count a lot, and Yemenite, and Chassidish, Satan, Lubavitch, Babov, it's great, and Mizrahi and Haredi is great. So good to be Mizrahi and so good to be Haredi, Rabbanim and Tzaddikim and Gedolim, it's great. It's all great. Litvish is great. It's great. What a Messiah from Lithuania. It's beautiful. No, they're all the way at the top of Lithuanians. It's all wonderful. It's really wonderful. It's all good if it's maisif on a yid. If we're makir, there's something called the Yehudi, and that means something. He's Yehudi, and that deeper, the deepest connection, Yehudim. Oh, Yehudi, Yehudi. It means something. It has a mashmais to it. I'm not sad. It's not like Nebuch, when a guy makes fun of a yid, a fryer, that words like that are like cringy or stupid words. I'm not chas on that yid you're pushing away. I'm chas on you. I'm chas on the guy who said it's tragic on the guy who says it. It's not the other guy. He'll know. He'll find out he's a yid. When you push that yid away, what you just do to yourself? You're a Yehudi. You just crushed yourself.
Wow.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You crushed yourself. You destroyed. You're a Yehudi. You see, a Yehudi, it means something. A yid. Person's a yid. It's a deep, it's a big thing, the creation of a yid. And Amalek seeks to survive when there's period, when we don't have this, that there's a tremendous connection to Yehudim of deep, deep bonds, profound, in the deepest machloikis and disagreements. Those are all external zachen, and Shas is full of machloikis. They agree on everything. There's different iris to bring out. There's a value, there's a mashmois to being a yid, and I wanna try to in some way break some barriers. Yehudi, yid. I wanna say going around, we relate to all. I haven't found Mo. We've gone around and said, we don't relate. We relate very geschmack everywhere. I haven't found that place of yidin. Show me place. Oh, I can't. I've sat with yidin in all spectrums, types. Yidin, we very close, very easily. It's not. It's like a comfortable, easy thing, Yehudi. A yid and a yid. It's not. We're zeich in the summer, Satmar Chassidim come to Waterbury. There's a difference. You see a difference? Yid and Shmak. Rezi's buddies with the Chever, a Litvak, and a Chassid. It's silly. It's like, it's not a thing. It's not a. There's no. Two yid. What?
Silly,
no. No, you're not silly. The sense that it's different zachen, that the separation that doesn't belong there, that a yid and a yid is connected. I think Haman was a horrible person, a Russia gummer. But as Haman did one zach, he made an awakening. It says more than all the Nevi'im, Haman and Hamas. Hamas did something. They're sickos, but they accomplished, they awakened in me. And in many of us, the Yehudi, Keith Siegel and me had an awakening. Keith is me, that's one of my names, one of your names. We're all Yidden. That's what a Yid behaves. Because of Keith Siegel, and I go to BMG and I see a younger man, I see a Reish Karl, I look at him different. Yid. forget. But he's making mezainus. I appreciate his shakl. He makes a shakl. It's a bell. He would do it there too. He did do it there. Keith did it there. It's one people, one beautiful people that's precious, that's important, that has a place, that has an importance. Nobody's forgotten amongst our people. I told the chevron when I came back from Yerushalayim, what do you picture when you picture Yerushalayim? My son asked me, Manny, when I was in Yerushalayim now, he said, you get excited. You know the stories of Gedolim that danced when Yerushalayim was built up? So he asked me if I get excited. So I said, I'm going to be honest. Tzadikim who were there before Yerushalayim was built and saw it built, it's very exciting for them. He said, from my youngest memories of Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim's always with construction. It's hard for me to say, I feel like the excitement of Yerushalayim having been, people who saw it, my father saw Yerushalayim, and many of our parents, grandparents, and there were tzaddikim who saw Yerushalayim not in its massive of binyan. They saw it at a time you couldn't go to the Kaisel. They saw it at a time there weren't so many Yidden. We all walked in, Yerushalayim was being constructed. So to say, I told many, to say I'm excited, the construction, Yerushalayim is a place of construction. I said it's something else. I see Yerushalayim, I picture a crane. That's the first one in mind, Yerushalayim crane. I said, the whole time there's a lot of traffic and a lot of construction, a lot of dust. They're always building. I love that picture, Shalayim. Because you know where Shalayim talks and it says, more are coming and there's room for more. That's what Shalayim says. Nitcha Yisrael Yechanis. Come. More Yidden. Hear more. Yerushalayim literally, if it could talk, that's what it says. More are coming. Here will be, you know, always like the side. This will get the next kail, the next yishuv, the next housing development. More is yet to construction. That's what Yerushalayim is. So Yidden saw it before there were any cranes. We just thought Yerushalayim's a crane. That's Yerushalayim is. It's such a good visual of Yerushalayim. Here there's room for more. More is coming. Whatever you see and whatever is, more is yet to come. That's Yerushalayim. Welcome, come. Kim Zacharayim. There's going to be more rows, more seats, more tables, more kogel, more. Everything's more. It's just coming. We're serving. It's yet coming. That's the metzias of Yerushalayim. The metzias of our people is the room for us all. There's room for us all. That's the metzias of our people. There's room. It's a tefillah with Parsha Zachar. We're going to read Zachar Be'ezus Hashem Yisparach. This Shabbos Kodesh, we'll read Parsha Zachar. And we're all going to remember what Moshe Rabbeinu taught us, the value of every year. Nobody's allowed to be pushed out of that, of our Ummah. Nobody's allowed to be discounted. The connection of the entirety of our people. To the point that if Hashem, he says to Hashem, of course, he's talking from Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, no, if you can't forgive the biggest sinner in our people, then take me out of your Torah. If you can't find room for him, if he's eradicated, if he's out, then take me out of your Torah. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's parting message. Today on the yard site, Moshe Rabbeinu, on this yard site, we read Tetzaveh. He's not in the parsha. Where is he? He's the Yid belongs with us and is included and is here. The deep connection of Kol Echad Mei Yisrael has a space. Nobody is quickly like pushed out and excluded. Nobody, no such thing. So my bracha to us all is we should have a naim to see ourselves a Yehudi, ani Yehudi. It's so cool that the Hamas guy said to Keith, Atolodati. He said to Keith, he's making the Zionists. The guy's sitting in Gaza. I can't believe it. The guy's doch a chassidish. He's making Baruch Ata Hashem. He's about to have a shakl. But Ray, my name is. I can picture the Hamas guy losing his mind. So I told him, Dati Keith. Makara. It doesn't say what he said back to him. But I'd say, you idiot, Rebbe. You. I would say, Johnny, back to Hamas, Harev Rebbe, you taught me Dati, Chiloni, Mizrahi, Haredi, Ani Yehudi. Rebbe, you taught me well, Ani Yehudi. Chpenayid. The guy said to him, I told him Dati. Chpenayid. It means something to be a Yid. The Rabbanu Shalom should give us a Nayim to see on ourselves. Wherever we go, wherever we are, we're on business someplace, right? Wherever we are, make a good shackle. That's Shmiras HaBris. We just finished Shavim. So make a good shackle. Make a good shackle. Shomer HaBris means you remember Ani Yehudi. Wherever you go, the Torah Mamish brings that we're Misaper Tilos, and we praise Hashem. That's the meaning of Yid. Whatever matzav you're in, whatever's going on in your life, whatever struggles, say shackle on the Yavidvarim. Make, you can make a shackle on the drink. That's what we're supposed to do. Beseder. That should match Keith's designers. But we're Messiah, and the Rabban Hashem should give us a nayim that there should be a mashmais, anachnu yudi, we're yid. We should be zeichet to see destruction of Amalek, of forces, of period, of division, of separation, forces that seek to like push away, cancel this yid, minus that one. He's, zeichet teis, no yid. No yid's extra. We should be zeichet to see Aramas carrying Yisrael. I love the mitzvah of Shalach Manas. It's like Margarei, so Yid counts. But Shalach Manas, you see the way Yid and take are serious about Shalach Manas. Kosher world has all the stuff out. That's when I feel Purim coming. You see the stuff, Shalach Manas is coming. So Kosher world all of a sudden starts to have that, all the items for Shalach Manas. The wives, the way ladies take it so seriously, very shallow people, I criticize Yidin. Study our people, don't criticize our people. The way our wives with the fan, it's unbelievable. The way they make sure each one, their style, their thing, the plans. I love seeing the different packages come out, the different drinks, the coffees, the bottles, the different ones figuring out the mitzvah of Marbet Reyes, even going around, giving gifts to each other. Yearly, I declare, I like being home. The chevra comes, we can make a l'chaim together. But I can't give up going around with my wife and kids. I love the streets. I'm Purim, Yidden running, giving gifts. We're just flying around giving gifts to each other. It's a scene of Purim, Kodesh Kodashim. Yidden are running around giving gifts. There's no, it's crazy. I pray we get a warm day, because there's nothing like the picture of Yidden like out there. It rains, we still run around. But there's something beautiful, Yidden on the streets. We should be mezakas a day that we could all be on the streets, bringing gifts to each other, giving shalach manas, giving just marbe reyus. Yidden are giving to each other, and this one's giving him a beer, gives back a coffee, gives back a Danish. Yidden are just gifting each other. That's shalach manas on Purim, which eradicates Amalek, defeats Amalek. It is a mashmois liyos yehudi. It means something to be a yid. A good Shabbos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.